up, can let the God of my salvation be exalted.
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be saved?
So shall I be saved.
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
I will call upon the Lord.
And Lord, live him. And blessed be the rock. God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Sermon this morning, so we need all our kids to come on down. Everybody up through sixth grade, come on down, sit right here on the steps. All right, good morning, guys. How we doing? Come on down. Come on down. All right, we got lots on the agenda this morning, so we won't spend a lot of time up here this morning, but I wanted to remind you guys, we are so glad that you are here, and when we get to the fourth Sunday, we don't have our regular children's church activities and things. You have a mustache. How did you get a mustache? You're not old enough to have a mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but we're glad you're here and in the service today, and some very special things are going to happen. Okay, I just want you to turn around and look behind you. Don't move. Just turn your heads and look behind you. See between those two pews up there? See all those instruments? Do you see those? There's a lot of instruments there. Well, I just want you to know that there's a couple of people here that you maybe haven't met yet. How many of you have met Joy and Josiah? Joy and Josiah, you've met each other? Okay. That's Joy and Josiah right there. And they're going to be playing some of those instruments this morning and singing and sharing their talents for the Lord. How many of you think that God only talks to big people?
Not me.
That's good, because that's not true. God talks to kids. And animals. Well, since we don't have any animals here this morning, we'll take that one to the side. But at any rate, when I was a kid growing up, at about 11 years of age, God began to talk to me about preaching for him. And my first thought was, God doesn't talk to 11-year-old kids about that kind of stuff, and that would come later. But indeed, he did begin to talk to me. And I want you to know, did you know that there are kids in the Bible that had very important parts in history? Do you know? Well, that's true. Jesus was in the temple teaching when he was 12 years old, wasn't he? But I want to remind you of a passage of scripture in the book of 2 Kings. It says, Josiah. Is that who you're named after? Did you get named after King Josiah?
We don't know.
We don't know. Okay. We're not sure, Mom and Dad. What? Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. That's history. That's a true story right out of the Bible. Well, that Josiah is a king.
Well, people got really, really old back then, so I guess
the point
was king really old.
Okay, well, that's one philosophy to take a look at, I suppose. But a lot of times rulers became rulers because they were born in line and a certain people died or their time came. So, and to be quite honest, a lot of kings died very, very young back then. Do you know why? You know why? Because sometimes people didn't like them. They got rid of them. So being king wasn't always the best thing. But at any rate, Josiah became king when he was 8 years old. By the time he was 16, they had indeed gone to rebuild the temple, and they found a scroll. You know what that scroll was?
The Bible.
It was the Bible. Now, back then, it only had like five books in it. First five books of the Bible called the Torah. And they had those books. And the guys read the Bible out loud, and the king heard it at 16 years of age, and he got really upset. And he said, we're not doing what God wants us to do. And so he then indeed tore down altars to other gods. He changed the whole perspective of the country, and he led his country into a revival, worshiping the one true God. So at 8 years old, he started, you know, started his work as king. But by 16, he was making a huge difference. And then if you go to the book of John in the Bible, there's a story in John, and you will probably remember this one maybe better. Another of his disciples, speaking of Jesus, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up and said, here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish, but how far will they go among so many? How many of you remember the story about the little boy with the lunch and what happened?
It fed everyone and everyone was satisfied.
That's right. It fed everyone.
And 12
baskets left over. That's right. Now, that's a very interesting story because there were 5,000 men, it said. And if they had their wives and children with them, that means there was probably anywhere 15 to 25,000 people there, depending on how large their families, because families were pretty big back then. So one boy gave his lunch. So sometimes when we're little, we may think, well, even if God is trying to talk to me, I don't know that I can't offer much and I'll have to wait till I grow up.
That's not true.
That's right. It's not true. Because if we love Jesus and we do everything that Jesus asks us to do now, he uses all that we have and all that we give. And so part of our service this morning is going to be the excitement of sharing with Joy and Josiah as they share their talents and their gifts, and God uses them to bless us. See, so you'll be a blessing to us this morning, and we're excited about that. And so every one of us, if we just take the things that we enjoy doing and the talents that God has given us and we offer them back to God, he can use them. And indeed, even at an early age, we can be a blessing to people and make a difference in the area around us. So just always love God with all your heart. Share your gifts and talents with the Lord and be involved in activities of the church, and God will use you and good things will happen. Okay? We're glad you're here today. Okay, you guys can go back and sit down with Mom and Dad. Pastor Don is away from us this morning, and so indeed it is time to receive our morning offering. We'll ask our ushers to come. We will tell you that we will receive an offering for Sound of the Trumpet Ministries later in the service, and so this is our regular tithes and offerings. There will be an opportunity to give to Joel and his family and their ministry. If indeed you do that, we'll just give you this instruction now. When we take that offering later in the service, if you want to write a check, you can either write a check to the church, or you can just simply write a check directly to Sound of the Trumpet. Sound of the Trumpet. And that will go directly to Joel. But if you need to write it to the church, that's fine. And we'll just then write a church check to the Sound of the Trumpet Ministries. But anyway, we want to do whatever we can to support and help them. But at this time this morning, we're receiving our regular tithes and offerings and asking God to bless and use those. And we appreciate your obedience. And as you give obediently, God will always supply the need. And so we just encourage you to honor God as he has indeed blessed you. Brother John, if you would, come ask God's blessing on the offering this morning and receive my tithes.
Heavenly Father, we once again give you the praise for what you have bestowed upon each one of us as we return unto you our tithes, our offerings, willingly, joyfully. We give you the praise. Amen.
Would you sing with us, please?
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. I know whom I have been.
to hear against the day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in Him. But I know to Him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with Him or meet Him in the air. But I know that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. But I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed to Him against that day. Jesus, Your name is power. Jesus, Your name is might. Jesus, Your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, Your name is light. Jesus, Your name is healing. Jesus, Your name is sight. Jesus, Your name will free every captive. Jesus, Your name is light. Jesus, Your name is holy. Jesus, Your name brings light. Jesus, Your name above every other. Jesus, Your name is light.
So we prepare our hearts for prayer this morning. There are many things that we need to be mindful of, and we encourage you always to remember those things that are listed within your bulletin as prayer concerns as you go into your prayer closets during the week, and remember to lift these things to the Lord. There are some things that we want to make note of this morning that we want to remember that are not written down. Brother Joe back there will be going to St. Louis on Tuesday. And they'll operate on his elbow while he's also in the process of trying to get his leg healed up. So you pray that God will watch over their family as they travel and indeed be with Joe as he has this elbow surgery on Tuesday, and that healing will continue in the leg that he injured in one of the games. Then also, Iris has been experiencing some health issues. We want to remember Iris this morning, and hopefully she's going to get to see the doctor this week and that they'll be able to deal with some of that. Then James and Marie are not here this morning, but I do know it is their plan to be here next Sunday. That's their goal, is to be here with their new baby on next Sunday and to be a part of the family. So continue to remember James and Marie Horn as they are getting their child acclimated to the world and all the things that are going on. Then I remind you that we have revival services, as Brother Ben has already stated. Next Sunday is the end of daylight savings time. So next Sunday you get a fall back. Okay, that gives you a little reprieve after the auction, John and Linda, which we want you to be praying. John and Linda are in final preparations. They will have their sale of their estate and their auction on Saturday morning. It will begin. And so it's been a busy, busy time for them. And we pray that you would just remember them as they are preparing for this time. And then there are things that happen that are beyond all of our control. We don't always know exactly hows and whys, but there are people that God has blessed us with that sometimes end up in other places. And so Eric and Valerie and their family are here this morning, and on Wednesday they'll be loading a truck. Matter of fact, if there are any of you strong men that are available to help them on Wednesday the 29th, they're loading furniture into a truck on that day. And then on Thursday the 30th, they'll drive that truck with them and their possessions on to Tulsa, and they'll be relocating in Tulsa. So I've asked Eric and Valerie if they wouldn't mind just to come and come down here and stand by the altars. Girls, if you'll come with them this morning. They have been involved in our church in various ways and active and helpful, and we will always be friends, but now there will be miles that will separate us, and we just want to pray God's blessing upon them and their family as they would go. And so this morning, as we open these altars, we just open the altars so that if you have need, a place of to lay a burden down or to lift up praise, you feel free to do that. But any of you that would like, we're just going to gather as a family around Eric and Valerie and give them support. They've been through some tremendous challenges over the last few weeks and months, and they have always been around to help us, and we want to give them encouragement and support this morning as they indeed are preparing to make this transition in their lives. We want to say thank you, Eric and Valerie and girls, for your involvement here, and you'll always be a part of our hearts and our lives, and you're always welcome anytime you get to come back into the area to come by and worship with us and to indeed be a part of our family. And then I want us to be remembering Truman Mills. Truman, the plan is for Truman to come home tomorrow. And they'll be meeting with some nursing care and some other things to care for him. Our whole church family has just kind of been decimated in different ways between deaths and health issues and now relocations and various things. It's been a very challenging year. And but God is God, and He knows, and He has it all worked out. And we're going to continue to go forth in the spirit of revival and renewal, continue to reach out to the lost of our community and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we'll look forward to many exciting days ahead of us in our future. But let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We're going to sing together. If you have need of these altars, you feel free to gather into some of the side areas, and then we'll lift our voices together in prayer.
Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is might. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name is love.
Father, it is a beautiful day outside. And this time of year, as colors begin to explode on the trees of green, and we're reminded of what an artist you are. How you give us this beautiful creation to enjoy, and it changes It's not always the same. The seasons remind us that sometimes in life there are things that that die away, but there's always the cycle of life. There are always new things that are coming our way. And Lord, we think this past week about the loss of David Wilson from our congregation, but we're also reminded of this beautiful new baby girl that have come into the home of James and Marie Horn. And so, Lord, the cycle of life goes on. You are sovereign, in control of everything. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. Lord, we just thank you for all of your blessing, for the way that you have provided for our needs. And Lord, we pray today that you would pray for that you would provide for the needs of our church. You know the financial challenge that is before our church right now, Lord Jesus. We pray that that you would help us, that we would respond obediently to opportunities to give sacrificially and generously in order for our church to continue to take care of the things that are on the agendas for reaching out to our community and sharing the gospel as well as discipling our people. Lord, we pray that that you would just touch those who are sick and afflicted. We think particularly of Truman this morning. Pray that you would touch him as we hope that everything goes well for him to return home tomorrow, and that you indeed would be with the family as they make decisions about long-term care and those things that that indeed are a part of him being able to be home. We thank you, Lord, for your care and concern for us spiritually. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on a cross, and thank you for the plan of salvation that we can indeed confess our sins and receive Jesus Christ by faith and what he did on the cross as atonement for our sins, and that we can be right with God and on our way to heaven. We thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you for the people that you bring us across as a church family. People come into our midst and are a part of our lives, and we thank you for them. And Lord, we pray today for Eric and Valerie and Kate and Gabby and Alex. We pray, Father, that that you indeed would bless them. Lord, we are thankful for the time that you have allowed them to have with us. And Lord, we pray that we have been a blessing to them as they have been a blessing to us. And Lord, now we pray that that you would help them as they begin this week to make final preparation to load a truck and to drive back to Oklahoma where they have some family and friends. Lord, we pray that you would open up doors of opportunity for them. And we pray, God, that you would provide their every need. We pray that you'd give them a safe journey. We pray that you'd bless the girls in the transition back to a different school. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bless Eric and Valerie as they seek your plan for them in employment and the various things that are a part of this transition. Lord, we know that while the enemy would try to discourage us and cause us to think that we're losing hope, that indeed, as we think about the resurrected Christ, we always have hope. And we thank you, Father, for your presence in our lives. And now we pray your blessing and your provision into the fiesta this morning. We pray, God, that you would provide their every need, that you would help them in this change and in this move. And Lord, we pray that they would always know that they will have a place in our hearts as they have a place in your heart. And so, Lord, we pray that you would touch them, bless them, prosper them physically, financially, spiritually, in every possible way. And we will give you the praise this morning. We pray your blessing upon the Finnish Guards as they would minister to us. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would open our hearts to this special music ministry, and that we would sense that we have stepped into the presence of the Almighty in the throne room of God, and that you would remind us that you are more than able to deal with every situation in our lives. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise because you alone are worthy. We ask this in the precious and powerful name of the Son, Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Well, we are indeed glad this morning to introduce to you Brother Joel Finnskard. It's been our privilege to meet him for the first time ourselves this week. And so we're looking forward to them sharing, and we'll allow them to make their introductions and share their testimony of their lives with you this morning. So Brother Joel, come.
To join in singing. Truly is a pleasure to be here to worship with you. My wife and I have been married for nearly 25 years, and God has allowed us to share this ministry throughout the country for about 15 years. And over 8 years ago, He blessed us with this girl. Her name is Joyce. She's about 8 and a half now. And we're thrilled that she's taken an interest in music, too. this ministry is based on Psalm 150, the first part of the third verse. It says to praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. But we've been expanding that to other verses of Psalm 150. And she's been taking violin lessons for about 2.5 years. And we've spent the last 3 days, actually, at Silver Dollar City. And we got ourselves a season pass. We'll be here early November as well. And so we'll get to see some of the Christmas events at Silver Dollar City. But Joy, she's the only one in our family that can actually claim that she has played at Branson. Yesterday afternoon, she got to play a couple of songs with the Homestead Pickers, and I believe she enjoyed it, and they certainly did too. And Joy has a worship song to share on her violin this morning. And then a couple years later, God blessed us with a boy, Josiah. He's 6 now, and he's been taking violin lessons for about 1.5 years. And he got Joy's eighth violin, and so he's been working on that. And at that time, Joy moved up to a quarter size, which is what she's playing now. And Josiah has a song to share with us this morning that has one of the most incredible truths that each one of us can know. Some time ago, Joy started taking an interest in the guitar as well. This is a 3/4 size guitar she's learning on. And June's going to join us with some percussion. This box here is a cajon that's becoming more of a common percussion instrument in worship settings. And Joy and Josiah and I made that for Christmas for her 2 Christmases ago. And it's nice to have some percussion too. So this is going to be an official daughter and mother duo.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain. Sands, he's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the whole in his hands. He's got the little tiny babies in his hands. He's got the little tiny babies in his hands. He's got the little tiny babies in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brothers. In his hands, he's got you and me, sisters. In his hands, he's got you and me, brothers. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the grandmas and the grandpas. In his hands, he's got the mamas and the papas. in his sense. He's got the grandmas and the grandpas in his sense. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Josiah enjoys playing the ukulele, and he likes to do some singing too, and he has a song to play and sing for you this morning. Every time we would go into a music store, Joy would have her eyes on the mandolin. And so for Christmas last year, she received a mandolin, and she's been having fun working on that too. And as time goes on, we really want to be doing more and more songs together as a family and leading worship. And this one is one we're going to do together, and Joy's going to lead us.
The name of the song is called Father, I Adore You. If you know it, please sing along. If you have your Bible with you this morning or have access to one, I invite you to turn to the book of James, James chapter 1, and we'll begin with verse 1. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. For those who are able, would you please stand for the reading of God's Word this morning? From James 1, beginning with verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds,
For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation and the rich in his humiliation. Because like a flower of the grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is a man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am being tempted by God." For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, we pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit and through your word, you would simply accomplish all you choose to in each of our hearts here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So interesting how this passage begins with, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." He doesn't say if, but when. I'm sure each one of us here this morning can think of a time when God has allowed you to go through a trial of some sort. Maybe even this morning there are some that are going through some type of a trial. And if the Lord should tarry, there are trials yet to be faced. It was about 2.5 years ago when God allowed me to go through a trial of a various kind. I had a wisdom tooth that had been acting up for a couple of years, and I finally dealt with it. I knew I had to have it taken care of before it turned into something more serious. I went in to have it extracted, and it appeared to be a fairly normal procedure. In fact, afterwards they sent me home with a standard aftercare sheet, all except for a handwritten note from the surgeon that said, "Sinus precaution." At the time, I didn't really understand what that meant. But later that week, I was to find out. The surgery was early in the week, and as the weekend approached, we needed to begin preparing for the services we had scheduled. And a part of the preparation, of course, was to play the trumpet. But as I put the trumpet to my mouth and began to blow, there was no sound that came from the trumpet. Instead of there going through my lips and through the trumpet, it went up through the area where my wisdom tooth had been, up into my upper sinus and out my nose. It was a rather strange sensation, to say the least, and no doubt frustrating. And of course, I had lots of offers to help from family and friends, such as, "I think we could plug that with some PL-400. Suggestions such as, "Have you tried bubblegum?" It was later on Friday, so I wasn't able to get in touch with the surgeon's office, but I did find some silicone earplugs meant for swimming. I placed one of those up in the area where the wisdom tooth had been, along with some fixident. And it truly did seal off the area, but it was temporary, very temporary. And I soon came to agree that earplugs are for ears, And that fixident is for dentures. Early the following week, I called the surgeon's office and explained to the nurse who answered the phone what had taken place. And after a brief conversation with her, she said, "I need to talk to the surgeon and I'll call you right back." In a short while, the phone rang. And the nurse basically said, "We just really need to see you in our office." And of course, the first thing they did when I arrived was to take x-rays. Not only was there an open passage through my upper sinus, but now there's some foreign object lodged up in there as well. Hindsight, I believe it was the fixident. Afterwards, they told me it was pink in color. After the surgery, or before the surgery, I asked how long it would be before I could play trumpet. And the surgeon told me it would be 7 days. And one last time before they put me under, I asked him, "Really, how long will it be before I can play trumpet?" And with all confidence, he said it'd be 7 days. I gave it more like 12 days, and still there was no sound that came from the trumpet. At this point, we canceled several engagements and put our scheduling on hold. I called their office and explained the situation, and after we talked about it, agreed to give it a full 2 weeks from that point in hopes that it would close in on itself. But even at the end of the following 2 weeks, I had the sensation that things weren't quite right. We were now on the verge of canceling everything that we had scheduled, just not knowing how long of a process this might be. And even, of course, the thought that, was God taking away the ability to play a trumpet away from me, period. But by the grace of God, at the end of the following 2 weeks, there was sound that once again came from the trumpet. It was a 6-week stretch of my life where God was reminding me of His sovereignty. If ultimately, it is His will that's done. Later in James, James 4, beginning with verse 13, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or do that." God was reminding me to be saying, "Lord, willing." In Proverbs 16:9, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his step." In Proverbs 19:21, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Through this time, God was reminding me of the big picture, of the things in life that truly matter. And without a doubt, there is no greater thing in this world than to know Jesus. There's no other thing in this world that is more critical than to know Jesus. For each one of us in Christ, we have this confidence in Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. This next song is a song that's called "I'm Letting Go." Through this time, God was reminding me I needed to let go and to let Him. Not to only trust Him for all eternity, but to trust Him in the here and now, from the day to day, and the moment by moment. This is a song, I believe, that comes from Joyce Hart as well, and she's going to help sing this morning.
this is a prayer of your heart this morning, I invite you to join in singing. As the Israelites were wandering through the desert, it seemed like oftentimes they would get into trouble as they would forget what they've been delivered from and forget where God is leading them. Even today, in our day and age, I think sometimes it's easy to forget sometimes what we've been delivered from and to forget where God is leading us. And sometimes not keep at the forefront where our gratitude should be directed. This is a song that's called Thank You, reminding us of a few of the things that we can be so thankful for. A song of praise and worship to the one that we can be so thankful to. Feel free to join in singing or simply meditate on these words. Thank you.
just wonder as we pause for a moment this morning before Joel comes back and shares some more with us. With every head bowed and every eye closed, as you've listened, it's great sometimes to have a change of pace from what we're used to hearing in church, you know, and to come to a point of message and to be able to sit in a spirit and a presence of contemplation without necessarily being confronted with a spoken word. The message is still there, the words of the songs on the wall, but to be in the presence, knowing that God is a God of peace. And that's what he wants to bring into our spirit, into our souls, is peace. Knowing that the world is filled with challenges, all kinds of situations and turmoils. Just wonder, before we move on in this service this morning, just for a moment, as we bow our heads, close our eyes, we would just allow God to speak to us, and we would speak to God this morning. And just say, Lord, say to me whatever you want to say to me. Tell me whatever it is you want me to know. And are we truly in that spirit of being completely surrendered to God this morning? Lord, we're yours. As we prepare our hearts going into a week of revival, Lord, what do you want? What do you want from me? What do I need to do to be in the center of your will, to be obedient, to be walking in all the light that I have? What do you want to do in my life? Can we just make ourselves available this morning? Lord, we're here and we're yours. We surrender everything. Every area of our life, every thought, every motive, every dream, every goal. Lord, it's all yours. Lead us, guide us, direct us. Father, we love you. We ask you just to speak life into us this morning. Teach us, Lord, what you want us to know. Let us be a true reflection of you to the world that we encounter as we go this week. Thank you, Lord, for this special time in your presence today. Thank you for these gifts and talents that have been offered. And Lord, as Joel and his family have offered themselves this morning, let each of us offer ourselves for your use, whatever you have for us, to be in the center of your will. For it's in your name we ask it. Amen. We have the opportunity this morning to contribute to an ongoing ministry. Not only do we want to prepare to receive an offering, and again, I remind you, if you want to write a check direct, write your check to Sound of the Trumpet. If you want to write it to the church, we in turn will make that check. I'll take those checks and write a check out to the Sound of the Trumpet, but you can do that however you like, and we'll make sure that we get there. We just, because of Joel's corporation and things, we don't want to write them directly to him, his name. So write it to Sound of the Trumpet, or just write a check to the church. And, of course, if you want to give cash, that's totally acceptable, and we will do that as well. There is another way, indeed, that this ministry can continue in your lives, or if you've been so blessed, we're nearing the Christmas season, and perhaps you would want to give this gift to someone. And Joel and June have a table outside where they have recordings of their ministry and their gifts and talents, and we encourage you to go by and give your support that way. And that would be a way you can continue to hear this beautiful music in your home, or to share it into the life of another person and indeed be a witness and a minister to them this morning. So we'll ask our ushers to come at this time if they will, and we want to receive an offering for Sound of the Trumpet Ministries. Father, we are indeed grateful for this privilege of sharing in this talent and in your presence today. Bless this offering now. Lay it upon our hearts to give as you would enable us to, that we might help further this ministry and bless this family, and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
There's just one last song I'd like to share with you this morning, and like to thank you for the opportunity you've given us to worship with you. From 1 John 5, verse 13, it says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. This is not just some wishful thinking, or I hope so. This is a promise from God. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. For those who are able, would you please stand and join in singing?
Well, we indeed are thankful that you came to be with us today. And wouldn't you just one more time express your appreciation to Joel and his family for the ministry to us this morning. For those of you who are able to stay, we indeed invite you to be a part of our dinner fellowship in the fellowship hall. And we invite our visitors to go first. And Joel and his family, obviously, we'd like for them to go first. By the time we get them through communicating with everybody, we'll see. We'll move them as quickly as we can. We'll just let them cut in the line as soon as they're able and ready to join us and be a part of that fellowship today. But indeed, it is also our opportunity to honor some folks who have special days, birthdays, and anniversaries during this time. And so I think Ken and Dee Jennings have gone to California to be with family, but they had an anniversary in this month. But the birthdays that are here this morning, I think Scott Raper and Deborah Gill and Jacqueline Montgomery, Larry Hendricks, Evelyn Reed, and Lyle Browberger, and Pastor Gary. So, at any rate, I figured I might not get away with leaving that one out. So, any rate, we invite those folks also to come right in behind our visitors and to be at the head of the line to eat today and to fellowship together. We appreciate to each and every one of you. I failed to mention during prayer time, and I want to be sure that we mention this before we get out today, but Sister Vonda Gardner will be having a CAT scan done this week, and they found, Leo helped me here, did she have an MRI done? And they found the spot on her lung from the MRI, is that right? On a liver. Okay. And so we want to be remembering her. She's not feeling well. And remember her as well as the others that we mentioned this morning. Remember Sister Vonda in your prayers as well. All right. Well, let's just pray God's blessing on our gathering and our fellowship. And we didn't really just you might want to have a point of inquiry. I didn't really go through all the bio this morning. But indeed, June is the daughter of missionaries, and so she's grown up in other places and been around. And so you might want to inquire and talk with her a little bit about that, but we encourage you to indeed enjoy visiting with Joel and June and their family, and indeed to take advantage of their continuing ministry that can go with you through recordings this morning. So let's just ask God to bless our time together and our fellowship. Brother Gerald, if you would, pray God's blessing on our time together and our day today.